It was during a board meeting 14 years ago that the CEO of the Utah Symphony and Opera was asked by a father to find a way to include families and their special needs children so they could have access to music and performances without worrying about being disruptive.
He had a son with autism, and he said, one of the things that our family needs is a cultural event we can attend together.
Paula Fowler is Director of Education and Community Outreach for the Utah Symphony and Utah Opera.
Other people look at us like we can't control our child, and it's not really the issue. So he said it'd be great if we had a really special concert where families could attend and not have to worry about expected behaviors of their children that might be disruptive to other people.
Thursday's annual Access to Music concert for children with special needs and their families will include an evening of music being played in the lobby, a 45-minute concert at the Capitol Theater that will feature Utah Opera resident artists, and the Utah Symphony, surrounded by scenery from the opera La Traviata.
So there's some really great symphony favorites that are played as part of that. Always the William Tell Overture. Lots of things where kids can bounce in their seats and conduct along or dance along if they want to. I love it.
Audience members could reach nearly 1,100 as families who have children with special needs gather for this cultural event, which, says Fowler, will feature a spectacular view of the symphony's brass section. To register for Thursday evening's free performance, go to our website, upr.org. I'm Carrie Bringhurst.